this within a long time, but is there something about preferring the town to the village and then the bare earth to the, it gets progressively more and more, but there's a preference for more and more simple and more basic?
I think you, what comes to mind is the lesser discourse on emptiness, where the Buddha is using, expanding on the sense of emptiness, and where this, where the Buddha is saying, well, this speaking of the, okay, but this hall, you know, here in Kapilavatthu or Savatthi or wherever he is empty. It's empty of horses and elephants, but it's not empty of people. And then he said, okay, and then developing that theme of okay, if it were empty, and then and expanding it out to just the elements, and then the elements disappearing so that they're... one is, that's what comes to my mind, and the Buddha uses that theme. I can't remember the number of that sutta. 100 and something. But that's the Buddha's, that's what comes to mind, is the Buddha's discourse on emptiness, and because emptiness is not an absolute or a metaphysical quality, but is a relative quality. We're not trying to enter into some metaphysical realm. What we're doing is relinquishing coarser aspects, so that, you know, and that can be applied with, say, like with generosity or with love, where we, by relinquishing something that's coarser, we're able to move into something that is more refined, more beautiful, more satisfying.